producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
At Big Iron, final day, final hour of our What's On Your Mind broadcast, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you, our fine listeners, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO Tioga, or KLTC in Dickinson. Thank you very much. Thanks to Gates Manufacturing, the good folks here for hosting us the last 3 days. Been great fun hanging out with the team here and meeting lots of growers from around the Northern Plains. Stopping by, and still time to do that, so come on by. Just north of the grandstand, a little north and east of the grandstand, Gates Manufacturing Display, where we're broadcasting live. Brought to you also by Peterson Farm Seed, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins, North Dakota One Call, and RDO Equipment, the RDO Promise, uptime guaranteed. A lot of our friends out here at Big Iron, including the good folks from High Plains Apache. I was marveling at that beautiful 2016 model sprayer they brought along with them. You can see it here while you're out here. The 2016 models are out, and they have them at High Plains Apache, and they are a marvel. Pretty amazing. There's also some great discounts on the 2015 models that remain right now at High Plains Apache, and also they have low-interest financing, but some great deals. So good time to come on out and see them as well, so look for the red. The Apache Red and the High Plains Apache display. And, of course, you know also about that ET Ag Center. Once you get one of those Apache sprayers, or for that matter, any sprayer, and you need any kind of application part for it, they have it, 50,000 of them right now in stock at their stores. So from spray tips to pumps to hoses and fittings and valves and everything in between, High Plains Apache has them. In Mandan, across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier off I-29. Stop and see them at High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. So I have vented a few times on this program over the years about the fact that the rivalry that had produced so much great football, so many great memories between the University of North Dakota and North Dakota State University had been put on hold for a whole bunch of reasons. And one day, rather than vent, I brought a couple of great guys on the program, former coaches that led those programs, and said, "Guys, what do you think? Shouldn't this rivalry be going?" And they both said, "Yes, it should." And here it is, back this weekend, the start of that once great rivalry is again happening. So we thought we'd have a little nostalgic visit with those two guys about. Discussion, and also about this weekend's game, and about what should be a whole lot of fun, and cranking that back up. He's now the athletic director at the University of Mary, but he was athletic director at the University of North Dakota, and of course, coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux football team. Roger Thomas is back with us. RT, nice to have you. How are you?
Good, Scotty. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. And with us as well is someone that now leads a different team, that the Microsoft team in North Dakota. Also serves North Dakotans on the Board of Higher Education, and a former coach of the NDSU Bison, Don Morton, is back with us. Hi, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. And thanks for saying former coaches rather than old coaches.
Yes. And no, I wouldn't want to slight you guys, too, because I have too many gray hairs to be calling anybody old. So.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Mort. How you been?
Great. Very good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm real good. Thank you.
Now, besides being on the radio together, do you two get to visit much at all, Raj?
We don't.
We celebrate baseball games once in a while.
Yeah, and we bump into each other. Yeah, but it's not, despite the fact we don't live that far apart, we don't. And a little known fact is we went to college together. So how crazy is that?
Here's a real quick coincidence. Roger and I both played football at Augustana College, Rock Island. The 13-year streak started when I was coaching in the 13-year streak ended with Roger when he was coaching at UND, and we're both from Augustana College, Rock Island. What a coincidence.
My gosh, I love that. That's fantastic. All right, now we can see if we get you guys to talk a little football here, and specifically this weekend. Don, as I recall, when you were on the program last, you were about as close to, you know, just animated, upset that this rivalry wasn't happening. I think you put a little bit on the presidents and just said, we got to figure this out. This thing's got to happen. So I imagine you're glad to see it's finally, for whatever reason, been put to bed and we're playing, huh?
Yes, I'm very pleased that's happening. I just think rivalries are what is our big part of college football. There's so much that goes into college football with the alumni, the students, the fans, the tailgating. And rivalries are an important part of the whole thing. And we were very fortunate to have one of the longest rivalries in the country. It was a very intense rivalry. But for a variety of reasons on both sides, and there's no blame, but on both sides for a variety of reasons, it's been tough to get that rivalry going again.
So, Raj, why do you think that has been, and what do you think about the fact that we're done talking about it and it's actually going to happen?
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I agree with Mort that we, you know, on both sides of just finally agreeing to play, regardless of when or where or anything, that we get the game, because I think the game means so much to the state of North Dakota and the two universities and so on. Some of that certainly has been lost. I don't think the guys playing in the game right now get it, and maybe they will if it's rekindled and it goes again. But if you ask players from Mort's team and from the teams I coached on memories that they had, there'd be no question that some of those best memories and most vivid ones are in some of those rivalry games, as Mort just said. So I'm glad we're not depriving, in a sense, everybody that opportunity, win, lose, or draw for either team. It's just absolutely a fantastic experience to play in it or coach in it or be a fan. I mean, it's just fun.
Yeah, and I think the thing about rivalries, Scott, is you can't
Go ahead, Don.
I think the thing about rivalries is it's not something you can artificially create. And this is such a natural thing.
So now put your coaches' hats on. Some of the arguments you hear about this is that, you know, obviously different conferences now and the teams at just different places, and that, if you were today the NDSU coach, Don, would you be thrilled about this game?
Well, yes, I would, but I can also understand today's coaches don't have that history, and I think we have two really outstanding coaches at UND and at NDSU. Chris Klein has just been super. He's a great individual, doing a great job coaching. I think Bubba's, I mean, that was a big win they had over Wyoming. Roger and I will definitely have a different perspective than today's coaches.
Yeah, and if you're Bubba Schweigert this weekend and leading the UND team, Roger, really you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose, don't you?
Absolutely. And, UND is it's a growing program. Obviously, you're taking on a team that has just had incredible success recently, and it is kind of one of those things. And I think the UND team is thrilled to play there. I'm sure they're they want to play well and show well in that because of the audience that will be there and then TV and everything else. So I just think I keep saying the same thing. I just think it's great that they're playing and for everybody's sake. And I think Bubba would agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the state. I think it's fantastic. And while, you know, we could probably make arguments here about, whether it makes a good sense in a playoff scenario or the straight X's and O's of it, what is the University of North Dakota and NDSU and their athletic programs exist to do, right? I mean, to give us something to cheer about and to get us excited about the programs and the schools, and my gosh, that's happening in a big, big way without any question. If you have a question or comment, by the way, for either of these guys, we welcome your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258, 0550. And speaking of Cloverdale today, Harvey, North Dakota is where I'd love to be. I'm at Big Iron today. But if I was in Harvey, I'd be celebrating the 8th anniversary of Henrik's Super Value up there with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon. They're going to be serving up some brats and some tangy summer sausage. So look for the big Cloverdale truck, and then while you're there, load up on the 28-ounce original Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage for $6.38. The 14-ounce pack of smoked brats in five different varieties, only $2.58. The rough-cut bacon is $2.98 a pound. I kid you not. The Red Franks are $2.98 for the 16-ounce package. The traditional ring bologna is $2.98 each as well in the 14-ounce pack. So a lot going on today at the Henrik's Super Value in Harvey, North Dakota, for the 8th anniversary sale today. And, by the way, those specials good today and tomorrow at either of those locations. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We'll take a short break when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about with Roger Thomas and Don Morton here about the big weekend matchup between the NDSU Bison and the University of North Dakota about what this rivalry means to those guys that are pulling on the jerseys and the helmets this weekend, since it hasn't been a while since they played. We'll talk about it coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Past the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind, live from Big Iron today. Third day of the broadcast from Big Iron. It's the final day of the show today, as a matter of fact. And it looks like they're going to finish strong here. A little cool, a little cloudy, but folks putting jackets on and taking it all in. So appreciate that very much. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Centers. Have I told you about I know I have. But have you heard me tell you about Polar Service Center's new addition? Now, they're the number one tank trailer manufacturer in America. That's why you see Polar's name on a lot of tank trailers that are out there, right? On the mud flaps and on the tanks themselves. And if there's a tank part you need, Polar Service Center has it, and they'll get it to you at a great price with great service. They have locations at Billings and in Kildare, and they will take care of you. That's the name of the game. They're the best of the best, okay? So they have the parts. They have the service centers, both in Billings and in Kildare, to work on not only Polar tank trailers, but all the others. And tank washes as well, $100 off if you mention my name. In addition to all of that, they've now added all kinds of truck maintenance repair. A lot of fleets have signed up, and they're doing fleet maintenance on all kinds of trucks, but they also do full truck repair, I mean, brake jobs, everything, engine jobs to work. So they brought in a crew of mechanics now. They're doing the other end of the truck. So the tank trailer and the front end with the engine and everything else. So Polar Service Centers, Kildare Highway 22 North, and off of I-90 in Billings. You tell them Scott sent you. Chat with Don Morton and Roger Thomas today, former NDSU head football coach Don Morton, former UND head football coach Roger Thomas, and we're talking about the big game this weekend, which everybody is talking about, which is kind of fun. Yet I was doing the math on this the other day, guys, and I was thinking the guys on the they're actually pulling the helmets on this weekend, on average, probably were 8 years old the last time these two teams met, right? About eight years old. When you think it's been 12 years since the teams have played. So you guys love the rivalry. I love the rivalry. Fans love the rivalry. What about today's players? Did they get this rivalry to the extent that so many fans of these two programs over the years and North Dakotans have got? What do you think, Roger?
Well, I don't think so, I mean, honestly, but I wish it was that way because, as I said earlier, the memories of this game will be some of the ones that will really last, and this kind of rekindling this now, I think this will set the tone for future rivalry games as some of these young players will get to play again if the next game isn't too far away, and then see how much on a regular basis they will play. But I'm gonna probably say no. I don't think they'll have that history in their heads because they were pretty young when it happened. But we're attempting to start it all over again.
Your take, Don?
Yeah, I think as coaches, you just want to be consistent each week. You want a consistent approach. And the common phrase it's a regular game. We prepare the same for every game, which you want your players to be consistent. But I think even though the players are 8 years old, when you're playing a school that is so close and that you do, North Dakota players that know people on the UND team and vice versa. So I think it'll be a little bit special for players on both sides. But this is a start to get the rivalry back going, and it would be a lot easier if they were in the same league. The way scheduling works now, and that you, in order to make your budget at this level, you almost have to play an FBS game every year to get that big guarantee. And then in North Dakota State's case, they feel very strong. They need to have 6 home games a year to meet their budget. So there are some financial considerations. But I think at the end of the day, I think both players will, the players on both teams will be very excited no matter who they're playing this week. But I think there'll be a little bit more extra excitement because of the proximity of the two schools.
All right, and Roger, you know, obviously, if you had to do this purely from the amount of scholarships or, you know, the point where each program is at, you'd score NDSU as a favorite, right? Just given what's going on, and Bubba Schweigert, obviously, just early in his second year in a bit of a turnaround as well, so it's tough. But does any of that matter? Does any of that matter on Saturday?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it certainly matters because North Dakota State has just had this fantastic run, and I mean, they'd be, quite frankly, probably favored in any game they play, in any FCS opponent. But that just throws a challenge down to the guys at UND. And, again, everybody will just line up and play. And at some point, all the stuff gets blocked out to some degree, and you're lined up, and there you are, and you got your helmet on. You're playing against another guy just like you always do. So there's probably more to the hype before the game than actually in the game. And then Mort's right, you're trying to get your team to practice normally and to approach it as normally as possible so they're not
they're not too goofy when the game goes on. They can do their assignments, and they're into what's happening and be focused.
Don, if UND pulled off the upset, what would that mean?
It'd mean that they would have one more loss in their column, and NDSU would UND would have one more win in their column, and NDSU would have a loss in their column. The toughest thing in coaching is to prepare your team for those games that you're supposed to win, that everybody, the media, the alumni, everybody just assumes you're going to win. And that's a challenge that Chris and the Bison have faced for the last several years. They very seldom go into a game where they're the underdog. They very seldom go into a game where they're not expected to win. And that is the toughest challenge in football, to get your team ready week after week, because there sometimes can be a fine line and it's hard to explain to players. You've got to be on edge. You've got to have that emotional edge. You've got to be into it. You've got to practice hard. But every week in college football, there are major upsets. And the reason is a team assumed they're going to win, and they believed it. And they didn't have the preparation that week. They didn't have the focus that week. And you see an upset, and it happens every week in college football.
Just a couple of minutes left, but I don't want to let you guys go without having you share a favorite memory of these classic matchups over the years. Roger, have you got a favorite in the Sioux Bison folklore of games?
Well, it was probably, I think Mort mentioned it, with the long streaks, it's kind of been unusual between the two schools. There's been long winning streaks on both sides of the fence, and long losing streaks, therefore. And I was part of that losing streak when I first took the job at UND for several years. And North Dakota State was in very much the same position they are now. They were winning championships, and they were just a terrific team. And there was that day in Grand Forks in 93 when we finally beat them and won a game, and that would probably stand out for me, to stop that long streak and just the excitement for our team and the town in Grand Forks. It was like New Year's Eve that night in Grand Forks. It was pretty big for everybody. So that probably jumps out at me.
I can still hear the roar. Mort, about a half a minute. Tell me yours.
Yep. 1981, no question. My third year as the head coach, we'd lost my first 2 years to UND. No Bison coach ever survived losing three consecutive years to UND. We started the season 1-2. UND started the season 3-0. We opened our fourth game. Our home opener was against UND. They came in ranked number one in the country. The Bison were unranked, unheralded, and unwanted by most people in Fargo, or the coach was unwanted. And we pulled the big upset, and we won over 90% of our games from that day on. So that was a big turnaround for us.
Hey, what a treat. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing your memories and sharing your talents with us today on the program. Appreciate it very much. Looking forward to a great weekend. As Rob says, we already know the winner of this game, every North Dakota sports fan. No kidding. Thanks, guys.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hinnon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, live at the Big Iron, final day today. Broadcasting from Gates Manufacturing's display. Stop by and see us just north and east of the grandstand at Big Iron for the final day here today. Good folks from Gates Manufacturing have a couple of neat displays you want to see. Built to perform, built to last. Peterson Farm Seed's also one of our fine sponsors. Stand tall with Peterson Farm Seed. Superior grain bins protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. That's North Dakota made. Superior grain bins. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. Remember that. Call before you dig. RDO equipment, the RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. All right, busy program today. We've been talking about the debate last night and a lot of feedback on that. We've been talking about Big Iron. We've been talking about a big weekend for the NDSU Bison and the University of North Dakota for football. Fun to catch up with coaches Thomas and Morton and relive some of those great memories. And we've also had a director's cut, a crunch in the July numbers here recently with Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, who joins us monthly on the program to break down these numbers and answer any questions or comments you might have. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. It's nice to be back. I spent 3 days in Denver meeting with the EPA, so great to be back in the great state of North Dakota.
You survived that, did you?
I certainly did. I needed high blood pressure medication at a few points, perhaps, but survived it okay. And North Dakota will be fine.
Do they listen?
You know, I think at the region level, they listen and they really try to understand, but they often say they have to go back to headquarters to get an answer to that. So there's still a lot of frustration with that. This is all being driven from headquarters in Washington, D.C. And so it's great to meet with and maintain relationships with those folks in Region 8. But our real dispute is with the folks back in D.C. at headquarters.
Yeah, wouldn't you just love to say, okay, let's get out a whiteboard here and let's point to the place we're all trying to get. We're on the same page, right? Now the question is, how do we get there? We think we do it pretty good in North Dakota in regulating, cleaner air, cleaner water, and the results speak for themselves. So obviously we're pointing to the same goal. Now, can you show me how the way you guys want to go makes that better? And they usually can't, can they?
Well, and that exactly was the point, Scott. You hit it head on. The point of many of our discussions was we share similar objectives, although many times we had to say, you know, you really haven't told us what your objective is here. But we share a similar direction that we want to go and similar objectives. There's just an enormous difference in our understanding of how to get there, whether or not we need to let the market accomplish everything it can and then fill those gaps, or whether we think that as regulators, we know everything about how to get there, and we should be telling the industry and the markets what they should be doing.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about where we're at with the latest numbers. And, you know, every month when you put a new one of these out, I am on the edge of my seat expecting, you know, some significant drop. And it hasn't happened yet. Obviously, we've been, you know, a little bit of ebbs and flows up and down, and you're down a hair July from June. But are you surprised that we've maintained this level of production so far?
No, Scott, I'm really not. And I've put quite a bit of effort recently into trying to estimate what is going to happen to rig counts and well counts and production at various price scenarios. And at the price point that we're at, we're probably not going to be able to maintain the full 1.2 million barrels a day. But, you know, if we stay at this price, we still end the biennium. We still average in 2017 somewhere between a million and 1.1 million barrels a day. This industry has adapted. They've cut costs. They've figured out ways to drill faster and be more efficient. And they've got this big inventory of non-completed wells that they can draw on. And so they're able to keep that cash flow going and you know, keep the bank account running and weather these hard times. And that's good news for North Dakota citizens and the money that we want to spend on infrastructure and the work that needs to be done out there.
What does surprise you?
Well, I think the surprise to me in the numbers was that activity was actually up significantly on Fort Berthold Reservation. It ran the opposite direction of everything else. You know, everything else was down less than 1%, you know, in terms of production and rig count and all of that. It was fairly flat, down a little bit. But activity on Fort Berthold was up significantly. And I think, again, that was industry's response to some relief in the regulatory world where the tribal council stepped in and said, look, we're going to take a slower approach to this West segment regulation thing. And we're going to take a hard look at those rules and regs and maybe bring it in gradually or maybe not at all. And so industry responded to that by increasing rig count and increasing production and actually having some pretty good gas capture percentages on Fort Berthold. That was a surprise and a pleasant one.
Len Helms is with us from the Department of Mineral Resources today. We're talking about the director's cut, which is essentially, taking all the data that is coming for the latest month available. In this case, it's July, and giving us Lynn's take on all of it. By the way, if you have a question or comment, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, welcome. 800-228-0550. Welcoming your calls, rather, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can always text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. How about on the natural gas side?
Well, on the natural gas side, production actually up just a little bit, and the pressure on the infrastructure there is tremendous, Scott. As industry has had to move to the very best part of the Bakken and Three Forks in order to keep production and cash flow going, those wells make more gas. The infrastructure in that area has hit some serious roadblocks. And so we've seen flaring volumes creep up a little bit, and we've kind of moved back a little bit in terms of our capture. We're still well above the current 77% goal, but we're struggling moving forward on the natural gas side. We're producing more natural gas than anticipated, and we ran into some – our industry ran into some serious roadblocks on infrastructure there. So tough pressure there. And one of the things we talked about was natural gas values. Natural gas price itself is down, but the liquids in the natural gas are down an unbelievable amount. I don't know if your listeners can remember 2 years ago when there wasn't enough propane to dry grain and it was more than $5 a gallon if you could find it. But today you can pick that stuff up at a natural gas plant for somewhere around a nickel. And so the just incredible drop in the value of natural gas liquids. Pressure from every side on the natural gas part.
Back to oil, the number of well completions fell from 149 in June to 119 in July.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a trend you see continuing, where the price is at, that there'll be less of those wells completed?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. As we look going forward, the number of wells in that non-completed category that have to be dealt with, either completed or temporarily abandoned, decreases substantially July, August, September, October, November. And then we see a big uptick at the end of the year in terms of the number of wells that are something mechanical is going to have to be done with the well, either completed or temporarily abandon it. And so we're anticipating lower completion numbers through the rest of this year, and that's what's going to lead to probably around a 50,000 barrel a day production decline between now and the end of the year statewide. That 119 is just enough to stay at that 1.2 million barrel a day mark, as you saw.
We had a listener here from out west actually had heard us on the way in and said, hey, when you chat with Lynn Helms today, I'm curious. He said, I'm hearing from a lot of friends about, you know, once a well is completed, they're just capping him. And until this price comes back, that's what is going to be the modus operandi for a lot of these companies, just to await this price to come back up, keep the value in the ground, no different than we do on the farm, in keeping the corn in the bin until the price is a little more favorable. Is that a growing trend, given the fact prices have not come back yet?
I think that is correct. What actually is happening is they're drilling the well and installing all the plumbing, but they're not spending that additional $5 to $6 million. The majority of the costs of a completed well in order to put the thing on production. So it's all set up and plumbed and ready to go, but they're not actually pumping the hydraulic fracturing treatment. Once you pump that in there, you need to get the well back on and recover those fluids and dispose of them. That's what's best for the reservoir. But the recognition is there that it's better to store the oil in the formation than to store it in Cushing, Oklahoma. And so that, in fact, is the trend, is not to bring those barrels to market at this price. The anticipation is that prices are going to improve as OPEC continues to experience extreme pressure. It's only one member of OPEC that is in favor of this, and the future prices will be better.
A texter wants to know how you arrive at your break-even information and wondering if Dunn County is the lowest on the break-even point, why are there so few rigs there?
Sure. The way that we estimate the break-even prices by county is we look at the average depth of wells there and the average cost that operators in that county tell us, and they submit these in their sworn testimony on a month-to-month basis, so we can see what their projected well costs are. And Dunn County, a little bit shallower, so the wells are a little cheaper than McKenzie County. And the initial production rates that we track on a monthly basis are a little higher in Dunn County. So it does have the lowest break-even. We call break-even.
Hang on one second, if you would, Len. Just hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break here, coming up against the hard break. Len Helms with us, Department of Mineral Resources, live at Big Iron today on What's On Your Mind. More of our conversation after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Big Flavor Hotline question waiting for our guest, Lynn Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Get to that in just a moment. Others welcome in our final segment here from Big Iron at 800-228-0550. Speaking of Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is headed for Harvey, North Dakota today, Heinrich's Super Value, where today, ladies and gentlemen, you can stock up on some great savings on Cloverdale products. So, actually, today and tomorrow, some great savings. So you want to get on in there and take advantage of, I'm talking like the 28-ounce original Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage for $6.38, or the Smoked Brats, five varieties in the 14-ounce pack, $2.58, or the Cloverdale Rough Cut Bacon for $2.98 a pound, or the Red Franks for $2.98 each for the 16-ounce package, or the Cloverdale 14-ounce traditional ring bologna, only $2.98. So Heinrich Super Value, 8th anniversary sale today. Look for the truck and have some free goodies there today, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, Len, sorry to have to cut you short on your answer before. So to finish on Dunn County, and you explain why the break-even is lower there and how you arrive at the break-even. Why aren't there more rigs in Dunn County given the fact that it is a low break-even there?
Sure. Well, I explained that our break-even calculation allows companies to make a 10% return on investment. You know, Dunn County is only $3 a barrel below McKenzie County, so slightly lower. But Dunn County is the poster child for right-of-way problems and natural gas troubles. And so, you know, the major right-of-way projects that had to go in place and the pipelines out of there to move the natural gas didn't happen. And now we're going to wait 18 months for a new gas plant to be built in Dunn County. At that point, I would expect Dunn County rig count to jump up pretty substantially, but it right now is being limited by the ability to capture natural gas.
All right, to that Cloverdale Big Flavor line for Len Helms. Go ahead with the question.
Yeah, good morning. Question for the director there. I wonder if he knew how many state-owned oil wells that the state of North Dakota owns. I know they own some, but just curious about the number. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. I heard the question, and I have to admit off the top of my head, I do not. But that's a number that we will put together, and we'll make sure that we get that out there in the next director's cut and also on your program there, Scott. That's a great question. How many wells are on state land? And, you know, the state doesn't own and operate any wells, but we certainly are receiving a lot of royalties off a lot of wells. And we can get that number. I just don't have it today.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks. And others, welcome here. Last chance to get in at 800-228-0550. Anything else from the July numbers of the director's cut that, you know, has got you wondering where it's going to go in August or September? Anything else?
Really nothing in the statistics, Scott. I just, you know, can't emphasize enough. We've taken it upon ourselves to identify all of the federal activities that pose a threat to ongoing development in the Bakken and Three Forks. And I really want to encourage your listeners and everybody to read that and comment on how important this is to North Dakota. The number of rulemakings coming out of the federal government is just accelerating very rapidly and probably will for the next 6 or 9 months. So we need to be active in that area, making sure that North Dakota citizens get their voices heard and weigh in on what's going on there.
What's your take on the price? In the, you know, well, it's made some progress, sort of a pretty significant jumps percentage-wise, and then tends to come back a little bit here. But what, where do you see this headed?
Well, it's always a dangerous thing to try to predict oil price. We did see a big draw on storage by the refiners, and that has given us a short-term boost here. You know, price is about $5 below where we anticipated it being at this time of year. Every hand in OPEC is raised except for Saudi Arabia, begging for a change in policy to boost this price up a little bit. I think by the end of the year, we're going to see some action there that's going to give us the prices that we were anticipating in the state's revenue forecast, which means, you know, we're going to be $5 to $8 above where we are today. That's going to be really good news for everybody. It'll fund infrastructure and keep growth going in those western communities.
All right, Len, great information. Thanks for walking us through the numbers. Appreciate it very much, and we'll chat with you again soon.
You bet. Enjoy Big Iron, one of the best shows in the world.
Yeah, it really is. It is. It gets your blood pumping. Lots of fun. So appreciate that. Take care. And we have enjoyed our time here at Big Iron, folks. We're going to say so long for now. We'll be in Northwood tomorrow, by the way, for our friends from the North Dakota Family Alliance. We're going to broadcast from one of the most innovative feedlots in all of North Dakota. It's really something up there. Enoch Thorsgaard's operation, which is just outside Northwood, North Dakota. He's a force, former legislator and just a really an incredible pioneer, author now, too, has written a little bit about all his good work out there. But looking forward to catching up with Enoch, and that'll be on tomorrow's program. Week where at the North Dakota Petroleum Council events, they'll be doing things. And by the way, for folks in Fargo and around the region, Monday night, Fargo Theater actually starts in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, a really innovative look at some technology in ways that technology is playing a role in oil and gas production, so you want to check that out, too, and we look forward to that. Our thanks to our friends from Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last, for hosting us here at Big Iron, as well as Peterson Farm Seeds, Superior Grain Bins, North Dakota One Call, and RDO Equipment as well. Then we got to wait a year for more Big Iron broadcast, but we had great fun out here all week long, so it's a good time. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Join us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. God bless you.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents. And Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.